Hi, it's Amo.
And Zoe. I'm very happy
and
we're
the first of the podcast. Mixed Up Fans podcast. April, right? Yeah.
It is April. Not for us, but for the listeners, it is April.
But before we get into the episode, okay. I must note something, which I've been meaning to note for a long time, but I always forget.
Yeah, notice. I also have a question to you.
Is our intro, like, I don't think we could have chosen a worse intro to be exact. Like, I think when I always, like, I sometimes listen to the beginning of the episode to check if it's okay. And, like, the intro, it's always, like, our voices sort of slip over another. It's just, yeah.
This really awful intro. We thought of it, and then we just did it for the first episode. That's what I think we're going to be stuck with it for a while now. At least till the end of the first season, and then we'll get a season two intro. In the beginning, we were very organized. We had like this list. I found the list of books that we wanted to do. We had organization. We did everything, and now we just don't even think.
We just
honestly
do what feels right.
Yeah, we changed the we changed the dates and the episodes and the names of the episodes and the books of the episodes like 10 times. This book, funnily enough, was delayed like by me at least 3 times because it was very weird.
This is
This
is actually one of the books, like the Ichabod, that was in the original like list.
Yes.
Or like,
yeah,
it was.
So we have
like,
very
at
few.
At the beginning,
books
we had like a lot of a plan that we would go through this list, and now we are sort of coming back
kind
to it because
out.
In the end, those are the books we wanted to talk about. But I'm glad that we are sort of slipping here and there because there are some, I think, cool stuff coming out.
It's interesting. I like it. Yeah.
And our newest cool content that we've released is the Harry Potter series, which is to be continued.
Yeah.
So if you want to be up to date on that, check it out. I think the episode is called Amu, Albus, Harry and Zoe.
Yeah, we didn't meet them, but we like to pretend that they were there. And so,
and there is more to be discussed next time. So, yeah. Okay, let's jump into the episode, right?
Yeah, no. I have to mention something. I have a question that was, someone asked me a day. I can't even remember when it was. I kind of mixed up now. In not a good way. Anyways, and I liked the question so much, I had to ask it here, and since it's about books, I wanted to ask it on the podcast. So the question was basically, because we read so much, and you can also answer about movies, what's something that really bothers you in a book? Like, is there something that,
in this book or in general?
No, in general, in general. You can say trope or, you know,
like something that people overuse because they think it's good, but actually everyone, or like, I don't like it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, just something that you don't like. It's something that ruins the book, or not ruins the book, but just ruins the scene. You can also say movies.
Let me think. What is your answer?
Well, I have like a lot of, one of them I really hate is, especially in books that have romance, but also not just those, is when the girl is not like other girls, but she's ridiculously not like other girls. Like, she reads, and she does, like, shocking stuff that I can't even, like, she reads, you know, she likes school, she, yeah, you know, doesn't wear makeup. And it kind of, first of all, it always feels so judgmental for me. Like, you can read and wear makeup at the same time, right?
I think generally categorizing like people into classes of like, oh, you know, if you read, you are like this and that. If you don't read, you're like this and that. Like, it's just so stupid.
And I feel like everyone goes through a not like other girls phase, and it really sucks because It's not fun. I know. We both went through that phase, but it's just, I hate it when it's in books, especially when the male love interest says it. It's like, well, I love you because you're not like the others. I love you because you're unique. Like, oh, God.
So cheesy.
Yeah. Also, I wouldn't think that, I don't think that's romantic, talking down others, right? Like, I'm not the only one who you might like.
Oh, okay, I have something I don't like in books. Like, there are a lot of things in general in books that I love to hate.
Yeah, same.
To say the least.
Yeah, Amu has like, dark, really history. It's fun, though. Yeah.
But what I don't like is, like, you can have a cliffhanger in your book. I'll totally appreciate it. But if at the end of the book, there is some major plot point that was focused on throughout the whole book, and you don't end the damn storyline, I won't be happy, okay?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I can appreciate some loose ends, cool, but I'm not like, oh, you know, it's a great end, I'm sad as a reader, but as I don't know what, I'm happy because it's so well written. No, I'm just like,
I think the greatest cliffhanger. Story. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't agree more. The greatest cliffhanger that I've ever read was, I don't know if you read that, but it's Percy Jackson and Heroes of Olympus at the end of Mark of Athena. Okay, this is kind of a spoiler. If you haven't read the book, just fast forward 15 seconds. So the end of the book is that two characters literally fall off a cliff. End of the book. But at least and it's epic. But there are some really weird ones. And also, what I really dislike is when the writers put a plot twist into the book that was never even talked about. Or, you know, which is so annoying. I won't come off with examples for this one because those will be very spoilery. And another thing I don't like is when the whole book is kind of built on the premise of nothing is real. Because then why the hell am I reading? So one of my most hated books in the universe is Caraval. I won't get into why I hate it, but one of the reasons is that in the entire book it's just repeated, well, nothing in Caraval is real, nothing is in Caraval is good, and then why am I reading? Because nothing is real, so what's the point of the book? Right?
Yeah.
It's as if I started to write down my dreams and then you'd be really invested in my dreams, but then nothing would happen because I just woke up. So it doesn't change anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, I wasn't
That's
that
something
invested.
As a small kid, I was like, when there were stories where the whole thing was a dream, like 50% of the time, I was like, oh, okay. Because if it was a bad story, then I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But if it was an actual good story and the character woke up, I was just like bugged again, like, why? Why? Like,
I don't
know. And I'm pretty neutral to that storyline thing.
Yes. So anyway, that was just curious.
Good points. We might put that into our story. If you guys, okay.
Okay, so
then are we ready to move on?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Here we are.
Post a very important discussion.
Yeah, very important, very grown up, mature of a discussion we had. But we're back.
We're back and ready to talk.
Yeah.
So
our book, you know, this month is To Kill a Mockingbird. Well, no, our book last month was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, why did you click on this episode?
Exactly. we're glad that you listened to the episode. We advise you to click on another one instead and then read it. So this is your official spoiler warning. If you haven't read To Kill a Mockingbird, you should go read it. And in the meantime, you should go and listen to our episodes. We have very good, very excellent content. You should absolutely listen to it.
But if you're up for the spoilers, you're welcome.
Go for it, yeah. Also, thing is, I read this book a few times, but quite a long time ago. So if you're using this podcast to cheat off your book review, then I wouldn't, because we might not be 1,000% accurate. So I would just go on Wikipedia, honestly. Not that I'm assuming that anyone is cheating.
Our opinions are very accurate, though.
Our opinions are very, oh my god, yes. My opinion changed 5 times, and now I think I reached a point where I'm happy with it, and I think you'll also be happy with it.
Sorry?
I said that my opinion changed 5 times, and now I think I reached the point where I'm happy with it, and I think you will also be happy with it, which is good
for you. Yeah.
I bet you prefer it, yeah. So,
yeah, do we want to just begin with our thoughts all about the book?
Yeah.
Or how we about... to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, Zoe.
Oh, okay. So I read this book a few years ago, can't even remember when, and I really liked it. I forgot all about the book, I just remember that I liked it. Basically didn't remember anything of the plot at all. And then I wanted to read it for this podcast, but both my local libraries were out of the copies. And then for a while I thought we had it at home, but we didn't have it at home, so we postponed the episode, and then we postponed it again, and then Amul gave me my own copy, which I very much treasure. It's here. It's lovely. And I read it, and well, my opinion has changed a lot. And so I told Amul, and the opinions were so different that we even considered calling this off, but then we decided that we wouldn't, because we're civilized people who can stop fighting. Yeah. And then I read the book again because I was just confusing myself. And I changed my opinion because I realized that the book wasn't as, well, I never thought it was bad, but the book wasn't as problematic as I thought it was. And so now I kind of reached a standpoint.
I think it's, in general, it's interesting to talk about, even though our opinions might vary on some subjects.
Yeah. I don't think they will vary.
Because... like, in some, obviously, like, we're two different people, that's why it makes sense to talk about stuff.
But, yeah.
But what I think is, it's cool in general, by all books.
You know, right? I believe that I can convince you that my opinions are right. No, opinions vary that much.
It's because this one especially, I think, has so much depth and so much room to debate.
Definitely.
Or here, because if we would have
tell me about your experience about the book. Come on, that was very interesting.
So actually, I knew about the book for a long time, and I was planning to read it, but I never really came to it. And then I went to a bookstore with a friend, and we were just looking at books, and she was like, "Oh, you haven't read this one. You should definitely read it. It's such a good book." And so then I bought it, and it was lying on my shelf for years. You know, like when you hoard buy books and then you forget about them. Yeah, so basically that was the situation with me. But then I came to it and I read it, and I had a very positive experience, and I really liked it. And yeah, I have obviously some critics to it, but in general, I really liked it the first time I read it. I'm sorry, could you repeat? I can't really hear you. Sorry, I can't really hear you. Maybe it's better if you, because the noise is coming from your tablet. Say something now.
Okay.
Now it's perfect. Sorry for this short.
Okay, no problem. So, anyways, so I compared this book to Uncle Tom's Cabin for the sole reason that it was on so many book lists together. It was, To Kill a Mockingbird, it was supposed to be this great American novel that, was so against racism. It was so against slavery. It was just perfect in every way. In this aspect, that's what I heard. And then I read the book, and I didn't feel that it was perfect in any way at all. I didn't feel that it was. And so the thing is, I think it genuinely is. If I hadn't read Uncle Tom's Cabin, I would have loved it so much more. But I just read it, and Uncle Tom's Cabin is probably my favorite book of all time. And I think that it's just uncle. I don't even know why people compare it, because if you look at it, it's actually a book that's very different from one another. So that's why I wasn't that charmed. And then I read it again, and then I tried not to think about Uncle Tom's Cabin or not think about any great books like that, and just read it alone, and I liked it so much more.
Yeah, I think the main problem where like one can misjudge it is that, for example, as you gave Uncle Tom's Cabin, this
Have you read
isn't
that?
no, I haven't read that
Oh my
actually,
God, you should read
but I heard about you telling me. And so
Yep.
here it's more like it's a novel. It's a life story. It isn't a politically, it is a politically influenced novel. It obviously is, but it the purpose, if there is a purpose of a novel, isn't it to create like riot or like strong. It does subtly create that, but it isn't the
Well,
core mission.
yeah, exactly. I would say that this is a novel that was written for as a fun read, right? Like, it's very funny. It's a children's book. It's very nice. It's like a modern day, it's like Wonder, Wonder the book.
Yeah.
It's a children's book. About a
Actually,
child.
I don't think it's a children's book.
This one.
Uh-oh.
Well,
I don't think
yeah,
it was meant for children, actually. It could be also. Wait, I'm just checking the genre so that I
okay,
don't.
sure. I mean, it might not
No,
be a children's book.
it's a novel. It's a domestic fiction,
Yeah, anyways, but it's
modern.
just like a fun book to
It's
read,
a
and it's
fiction,
just really
yeah.
genuine. It shows us the life that Scout might have lived. And it does a really good job for that. It really shows us how the dynamics in the town. It shows us this girl who's obviously very privileged. It shows us her dad, who's just desperately, who's really, really good in every aspect than her life with her brother. It really works.
And what I especially like about it is like it's obviously like sort of a family story, but it brings in such important topics as like racial inequality. Because I think what was really a game changer with this book compared to other novels until then published in American publishing companies was that it was very Western literature until then, and to just take a look at the Southern American life and the remains of slavery there, wrapped up in a novel, was such a like a practical package for anyone to read, that's why I think is the reason it became so popular. Zoe, I can't hear you again.
I would just say that it's very easy to read. I read this book three times. Well, not actually, four times, but I read it three times since you got me this awesome copy of it. And one of the reasons was obviously to figure out what I'm going to do.
And you know, like even with films and like novels, I totally love this family scene story novel. Like I don't know what even the genre is called, but I think it's like a very enjoyable read.
remember. And those books are basically nothing happens with them. It's just like about this little girl called Pat as she's growing up in a farm, and she has a bunch of sisters and brothers, and you know, some get married, some die. Nothing happens. Two books, and there was a lot of romance drama, her sisters, but it's basically, it should be very boring, and I love it. I read it 10 times each year. I read it so.
But,
I read it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning. Which book are you talking about?
Pat of Silverbush.
Oh,
you read it too.
Yes, yes, you sent it to me.
Yeah, you know, it, nothing happens at all. Love it, so good. And so, To Kill a Mockingbird has aspects like that, right? Like, we see so much scenes with Jam and Scout, right? Like, they have this whole thing with this boy who is both Scout's best friend, but he's also Jam's best friend, and he's also only boy that Jam is playing with, and we see the dynamics, and we see how Jam is growing up, and we have so many scenes that are just, like, should be useless, but are really fun. Even the end, where they have these really long descriptions about her ham costume and how she fits in the ham costume, and it should be boring, but it's not. So I really love that. I really love them.
Yeah. Okay, so if so. Wait, I don't think the say something.
We went into what we liked. But this book, so let's go over what. Let's go on. What did you like about this book besides this?
I'm sorry.
What did you like about this book besides?
That? Okay, so should we give a rating first from 1 to 10?
Oh yeah, sure.
Like we did the last time with the. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So I don't want it to be Mockingbirds though, because there is not a single Mockingbird in it.
Yeah, we could do.
Let's choose something that's actually in it. Yeah.
What do they have that's very
ham costumes? How much ham costumes is it? You know, that's like costume in the end.
Okay.
Or broken arms. I don't know.
How many broken arms?
How many broken arms?
Is that or they have the lemonades in summer, right? That's also what? Such a. Like, I remember, like, they have always the lemonade from California in the summer.
Yeah, okay, lovely. Lemonade.
Okay, anything you like, we can rate with lemonade.
Oh, yeah, costume. Okay, go on. Actually, lemonade, that's it, lemonade.
Okay,
how much lemonade do you give this book?
From 1 to 10. Yeah. I'll give it a solid 9 lemonades from my side.
Wow, okay.
And you?
I'll give it an 8 lemonade. It's a good book, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to give it 9 lemonades, but I'm also giving it 2 broken arms. So it's going to be. Okay.
Okay. So, let's talk a bit. So, exactly how you mentioned, what exactly did you find good in this book? What was like.
Well,
what,
we kind of said.
What did you give it 9 lemonades?
Well. I loved the writing. I obviously really loved the story itself. I think it's an excellent book if you just want to learn about how they lived, how it worked. And I do think that the trial is very realistic, sadly. I do think that that whole aspect is very realistic.
Yes.
I love that. So basically, this is okay, so I'm going to give a small disclaimer now. I think we're going to write this in our description, but if you're triggered, I'm going to talk about rape and sexual assault, and if you're triggered
yeah,
by
this
that,
is your trigger warning.
For 3 minutes. Yeah. So yeah, and then you can go on. I'm not going to go into this very much because this is a middle grade book podcast.
Yeah.
But I do think that the way they put rape and sexual assault in a book like this, especially as we saw it through the eyes of a girl who didn't know what rape was very, very well done. And also, it kind of breaks my heart to say this, but it was also very realistic. the way they put it in. The thing that happened, you know, but realistic, I'm not going to spell it out because
Yes.
why?
And you mentioning this because the whole book is actually, I think,
Yeah.
quite believable. And I think what is really good for that, because you are in the setting of it being this family book, this family novel, basically. That's what we
Yeah.
have in the beginning, A Town
Yeah.
Life. But then all of these social and political factors that are slipped into the narrative are just so realistic, because even in our own life, like, such
Yeah, you can't
factors are
escape it.
just naturally there. And so it just makes sense
Yeah.
that it's in the book.
That's right.
And so.
And I also think that what's very well done is I think probably Jem's character is the best character, like the best written character, I think. And the way we see him be at the trial and then after the trial, and the way it's different because he understands what's going on. Not like Scout doesn't really understand what's going on. Is very well done. I love the way it's written because it starts. So the first sentence in the book, is when he was nearly 13, my brother Jem got his arm badly broken at the elbow. Okay, that's the first scene, and then suddenly it goes on, and within the first page, it slips into her very, very early memories. And suddenly, when you think back about it, after a few chapters, you don't even remember why the broken arm is important, because you know you're sucked into her very early memories suddenly when she's just 5 or something. And then it ends with the broken arm, and then it goes in a circle,
Yes,
right?
it's like a full circle moment.
Yeah, and I also kind of love that we got a like reassurance that Jem will be all right
Yeah.
because it ends on a cliffhanger, you know, but it starts with them thinking back about the time he got his arm broken, and then we know that it healed, which is cool. I don't know if she intended it that way.
Yeah.
Relationships are really, really done well. Now it is a good character. I know. Yeah, so the book was realistic. What about you?
Yeah, I think my 9 Lemonades are also well earned. what I always hear, and I would always say on like the back flap of Harper Lee books, which are only two that have been published, that she should have published more. And I totally agree, because as you mentioned, I think her
Yeah.
style is so good, and
So good.
so less of her works have been, I mean, they have gotten big popularity, obviously. But
Yeah.
I think there would have been more options. I don't know. But I think, yeah, I really admire her style too, and that's what makes the
I
book.
feel like this author should have wrote a book that was political and was dedicated, because this wasn't. And that's why I felt it made me disappointed, because I felt that it wasn't enough. I think this author should have wrote a book. Besides that, like a book that was not affiliated with this in any way. And that should have been political.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. Go on,
Yes.
go on. I'm sorry.
So that's what I think makes the book so pleasurable to read, and what really draws you on is that it's just so well written. Like, you really like reading
Yeah.
it.
It is.
And obviously, as I mentioned, I like the way the narrative like wraps around the happenings out there. What I especially admired, and what that's why I think it's such a great idea to put a child, in this case, Scout, as a protagonist, because the whole story is basically told through her eyes. And just the way she experiences this whole course of events is so much different, most likely, from Atticus or anyone else in the narrative. And it just, you know, me as a person who already
Yeah.
knows what I was supposed to wait from this book, or like, okay, this is this and that, and I have labels for it, and I, you know, I can categorize it in some way. She just intaking it like super purely, and reflecting it by only
Yeah.
with the help of what Atticus has told her. I think that's such an
Yeah.
interesting process, and also
Yes.
changes her character growth so much. So that's
Yeah.
a very
I
interesting
think
thing
it's
to
very
look at.
interesting. I wouldn't say she's racist, but I wouldn't also say she's not racist, right? And the reason for that is just because she's such a, in such mixed circumstances that people are just influencing her from this side and then from that side, and every single word that she hears is influencing her, and I think that really shows in her character.
Yes, and I think that's basically also like a main point of hidden point of the story for her to find her integrity of finding, okay, what's the right opinion? Is there a right opinion in this
Yeah,
world?
what's my opinion?
What's my, who am I? Who
Yeah, I don't think
is
she
my
actually finds
spirit?
that, right? Because she's still very influenced. She doesn't have an opinion that's not, in some way, it's not Jem's opinion, not Atticus's
Yes.
opinion, it's not her neighbor's, and it's normal. I mean,
Even in the second book, her main crisis is that she doesn't know what she stands for.
I hate that book. So, we're talking about Two Ghosts and a Watchman. I think it just ruins everything. Because it's just, why? 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 The moral of this story is just to forgive everyone because everyone has different views. So bad. Why?
I actually
That
like Ghost
book,
at the
just
Watchman.
fun fact, that book was, she wrote that book, then she decided not to publish it because it was so
No,
bad, and then she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
no. She wanted
What are you
to.
talking about?
No, Zoya,
Which
I
book?
read about it. She wrote Ghost at the Watch.
I can't hear
She
you.
wrote Ghost at the Watchman. She wanted to publish it, but her publisher,
Then they didn't let
they
her.
didn't let her because they found it too melancholic. And then she wrote a prequel to it,
Yeah.
which was To Kill a
To
Mockingbird.
Kill a
And
Mockingbird.
then it was
Yeah,
published,
but
and then they let
no.
her publish Ghost at the Watchman.
No. That was, no. This other Watchman got published after her death. She never wanted to publish it because when she finished To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we have
No.
different information.
No, I have to, I'm checking it. Anyways, I don't like that book whether she choose to publish it or not because I really feel like it ruins everything good in To Kill a Mockingbird. Anyways, but we're not talking about that book. Are we? But her writing style is on point though.
Yeah. Okay. So, now that we've said what we liked,
Yeah.
we should come on to what we disliked.
Wait, let, go ahead, you.
Well, what I disliked a bit was what you also
Yeah.
pointed out, that once these events were brought into the focus point of the story, then
Yeah.
they weren't sort of given enough attention when they were supposed to be. Like at the end,
Yeah.
when Tom gets shot, it doesn't get enough of a voice, I think, and it sort of gets lost in the narrative. And I know it wasn't supposed to get like a big, it was supposed to be strong without it getting an extra voice, but I think the story really lacks that in that sense. What I obviously like, sometimes I was just like scenes, maybe it's my attention span now, but there were
Yeah.
scenes that I just found like a bit extra, you know? And you know, you gotta respect the
Yeah.
pace of the book, but there were just some scenes where I was like, okay, you know, it's a slower paced story. I obviously respect that, but that was some point at the beginning that it took me time to get invested into the book.
Yeah, no. Here, I've caught it.
What?
I found the Ghost of the Watchman.
Okay.
It's not a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah, okay, so it's a prequel. That's the book. To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay, that was answering my question. I'm reading this in real time, so that's why it's so weird. Yeah, we don't know if the writer wanted to write to publish it. Oh, wait a minute. This is just private blogs. Hold on.
Yeah, it was very criticized because Atrocitus was racist this. I agree, but oh God. Yeah, I did not find any proof to anything, but I do know that they told her to write a prequel. I don't know. I have no idea what's the answer. I have to research that better, but I can't do it. Black problems. Doesn't really matter. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, so
Okay.
Zoe,
Well, never mind. Okay, so
what's your critique?
Well, I find that this book was. I don't think this was such an. Well, it was not racist, but it wasn't. Well, I feel that it really showed that Harper Lee had prejudice against black people in some way. Because, first of all, the characters were very stereotypical and they didn't have any characteristics at all. There was, black housekeeper who was the content happy worker who, and then there was, and then there weren't much black people except, obviously Tom, but he didn't have any characteristics whatsoever.
Oh, okay,
And
but sorry.
it's just kind of,
Just
yeah.
the representation of black people. I think having a black housekeeper was pretty much what made it realistic. Like, that was their connection to having black people in your life from small age, that they were the workers in
Yeah.
society. And to your other point,
Yeah, no, I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying that that character was so. Well, she wasn't unrealistic. She was nothing, right? Like she just didn't have any characteristics. But again, not my full criticism. But the problem is this book was kind of like the white. So there was the white hero, the white savior, who tried but failed. No, and I just feel that this book was could have been better in so many ways, if in representing that. The black people and the injustice, because I just the trial just came up very quickly, and it was just like instead of the actual struggle that we saw, if, instead of the actual oh Lenny, instead of the actual the actual outrage about that, it was just kind of like, okay, well, I'm a white man and I feel that it's only right to take on this case also, and I'm taking on this case, but I know that I won't win, but I'm doing it because I'm noble and I will have to try, but I know that I will fail. I feel that it's kind of like the white savior thing. Just a bit like, yeah, but I also might think that my opinion might just be because of Ghost of the Batman.
Yeah.
Because that really ruins his character, doesn't
Though
it?
there,
I know you don't agree
I
because he
think
has.
the whole myth of Atticus being like the nice guy sort of gets broken.
Yeah.
Which is in some
I
ways
might,
very
yeah.
shocking for to me too. But, you know, depends on how you see it. Okay.
Well, that was interesting. Seems that they should focus a bit more different other but this is just coming from a perspective that I know that this is great American everything is supportive of everyone. Like if I would do you have anything else that you dislike?
Well, so very like I know obviously I had characters I dislike, but plot wise and story wise, no, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'd.
Okay, do we want to move on to
Okay.
characters?
Yeah, let's move on characters.
So favorite and least favorite.
Okay, you start.
So favorite character for me is, well, for a long time it was Atticus, because I just really liked his
Yeah, and then I said go, then I read Ghost of the Watchmen. It changed.
Sorry.
Didn't it? And then I read Ghost of the Watchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just really liked his role as a father and as a person.
Yeah.
And actually, as much as you say that, it's right that Calpurnia doesn't have such a build-up character. I do appreciate her role in the narrative and what she was to the children. Because she wasn't
Yeah.
only like a maternal figure, she put that other cultural into their house.
Yeah, I mean, I get her role, but
And
just that's
she's the
all she
one who
was,
introduces
her
them to the
role.
communities. You know, she's the bridge, sort of. And so,
So she's your favorite character,
no, but one of.
even though she's not.
Sorry?
So she's your favorite character, even though she's not a character, she's just a symbol.
No, I think she's a
Okay.
character. Most characters are.
Well, obviously, because everyone is a character, but
No, I think
yeah.
she's an important bridge. And
Okay.
that makes her a good character in my eyes, so.
Okay, well that's a fair point.
Okay.
Not what
What
I
about
think,
you?
but okay. Well, I think Jem is actually my, well, Jem's the best real character. And so I think that might make him my favorite. Because he's just so good. Like, the story arc is so good. His growing up is so good. The way he sees the world after a while, just so good. So I think he might be my favorite character.
Okay. And least favorite.
I also think that, oh, least favorite. Okay. Well,
Well, I obviously don't
go
like
ahead.
their aunt, because who likes her?
Yeah.
And she's the obvious antagonist of the story. Other than that.
Well, the obvious antagonist is the rapist.
Yes, obviously, but
But yeah,
within
but
their smaller
he,
life.
again, he's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess also the aunt.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, questions.
Questions. So,
Or do you have a favorite scene, a least favorite scene?
As I mentioned, I really like the scenes when they like play in the garden and stuff. And I also
Yeah, me
really
too.
like the courtroom because, as you said, it's very realistic.
Oh yeah, oh, that's a brilliant
It
scene.
also puts the narrative into perspective.
That scene is brilliant. I have no criticism whatsoever about this scene. I think it's just the best. Oh, I don't, it's not even my favorite one, but it's so good.
It's a very good situation.
Action packed, it's genius, yeah.
Yeah. And I also find the school scenes very exciting, narrative-wise.
Yeah.
Because
Elisa?
that's where a scout is basically confronted with another belief that is unknown to her, so.
Yeah.
Least favorite scene.
Well, my favorite scene is the end. And not to destroy, I really love the performance. They do this Thanksgiving, I think it's
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, matinee where she's the ham, and it's just described really well, and Jem takes her, and it's just really, it's really sweet. They have this, sister brother time.
Yeah.
And then they sort of go home, and then it just becomes really action packed.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Least favorite scene.
Oh, one more thing I really like that my brother mentioned last
Yeah.
when he was reading it
Yeah.
is when Atticus knows that the kids are listening or that Scout is listening, and that's how he talks to Alexander, the aunt. I
Yeah.
really love that. That He really is just like the very wise parent, you know? But not in like, okay, I'm showing you like the wise parent throwing it in their face, but sort of just like, you know, being there for them.
Oh, I have a scene that I don't like, but just I don't like reading it. It's less that I don't like the scene. Is when, Gem is reading aloud.
Who?
Gem is reading aloud to this woman, and Scout is there, and they're like just descriptions, and it's so uncomfortable. And she called them all these horrible things, and then they have to sit there and read to her. Yeah. I just don't like that, but it's not that I don't like the scene or the storyline or anything. It's just like, and it's so uncomfortable. Just, oh God. Because by this point, they're all you. It's the hard. It's I think it's like the most depressing part of the book when the literally nothing is good is happening. They lost the trial. They killed Tom, and then they have to be stuck at this woman and read for 8 weeks instead of playing in the garden. And I just feel the desperation. I was really mad. By that point, though, you really grew to love the characters, and all you want to see is more fun Gem and Scouter playing in the garden scenes, and instead you get the Gem and Scouter sitting in this crummy old woman's place, and then she dies, so that it's not fun. What about you?
What other scenes I don't like? Well, as you mentioned, there are some like uncomfortable scenes. I think when the aunt arrives, it's quite uncomfortable.
Oh, there's also a scene I don't like. Is when, and it's strange, but it's also, I just don't like it. Because it's the scene when they go to the church, the black church, and they go out and everyone is calling. It's just,
What?
it's like everyone. So they're going out from the church that Carl took them.
Yes.
Because she's at home with the kids on Sunday, they went to the black church. I'm sorry if that, I don't want to rephrase this, that's the name.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you now.
Everyone is thanking them for coming. And it just feels
It's
strange,
one of those
Because
really bad scenes. Like, you know, they don't want to feel superior to all of these people,
yeah, but they do because
but they
they're
are
like,
because they can't help it because their skin is another color, and it shows like one of these ridiculous inequalities. Just.
and Scout is 6 or 7 in that scene, and everyone's like, "Miss Scout, Miss Scout, thank you so much for your co for coming. You shouldn't have paid." And it's so it gets on my
And these
nerves.
subtle scenes are which really show you like, you know, this is the reality of it all.
And it's such a clever scene because, as you said, it just really shows you the reality. But also, I really disliked reading it
Yes,
because,
it's uncomfortable.
no, stop that, no.
Okay, I have a question for you, which is
Yeah,
actually
okay. I have a similar question for you, so it's great.
which actually sort of matches to the character topic we were just having, is
Yeah, lovely.
like I don't know if I should broaden it. I'll broaden it. Okay, we'll do two rounds. One, any character from the book, who would you like to be in that time if you could be one person, and you would have, and you'd live through the same things that character lived through the book.
Well, I'm going to forget about the first one. I'm going to forget about go to see the Watchmen.
Yeah, you can do it without that.
Yeah, okay, so if I want the best chance at life, like the best opportunities, I'm going to go with Jem, obviously. He's a white with a who has his he's one of the richest,
But from my
character. But obviously, the other time would be a boar. So I should go fight. And I won't do that. I don't know. I guess that's like. This is such a good question. It's such a hard one, also.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, you know, I could be scout, but then. Yeah, I guess I'll be. I don't know. Either jam or scout. But then, you know, I could also be. I don't know. Oh my god. What's your answer? Then I'll make up my mind.
Well, I think jam is a good choice because, like, being jam is such a cool thing, I think. But it's fun to be jam. But, like, I can't help thinking of Ghost of the Watchmen when, you know, he dies. I don't want to be dead.
Yeah. Man.
But I'll go with jam too, you know? He's one of the cooler guys. And
yeah, I'll go with jam. Because it's just, you know, technically.
Like, if I would be Atticus, who I really admire, being Atticus, I think throughout the book, it's just so much pressure, like,
right,
so exactly. Much roles, being a lawyer, being a father, being a good person, or, like, being a person.
I think being Atticus is really hard, yeah. Like, you have to he's very admirable, at least in this book. He's very admirable, he's very, you know, but it's just not good to be him. Like, he's a parent, he's struggling, and he's making choices that most people will see as wrong.
Yeah, it's difficult to be him.
No, that's not fun. You can't come out of that good.
Yeah. The other role choice I wanted to give you was between, but I guess you already answered that, is between Dill, right? That's how the other...
Dill, yeah.
Dill, Scout, and Jem, when they
hang out
in that dynamic, I think, I don't know, like, I always have the feeling that Scout is sort of left out, or Dill is sort of left out, because Jem is the strong personality there.
Yeah, Jem's not left out. Never. Everyone wants to... No, like, he's the lord of the treehouse, come on. If Jem wants to go to his tree house, then Jem goes to the tree house.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to be the lord of the tree house, you must be Jem. But otherwise...
Exactly.
I mean, I guess
the lord of the tree house.
I guess...
I want to be the lord of the... I'm not going to be, you know, the small girl who goes after the lord of the tree house, or the boy who stuck there with the lovelorn, you know, love stuck girl and the lord of the tree house. No, I'm going to be the lord.
Yeah, and also... Like, in that situation, like, Dill having a crush on her, I think it's very uncomfortable for her.
I think that might be my worst. But, I mean, like, it's such... Oh, God, it's such an uncomfortable
And then you
thing.
Hang out with him every day, and, like, you know, I don't know if... Is that the place where they say they'll marry or something? I don't know, but the whole thing is awkward.
Yeah.
And so to be in worst place, that I just don't, like... No, thanks. Okay, what was your question?
Well, I had two questions. One of them is strange because it should be answered, but I kind of feel it's not. Is who's the Mockingbird? I nearly said Mockingbird. I just read The Hunger Games. Anyways, who's the Mockingbird? Because it should be Tom, but again, Tom has 5 lines in this book. He's not the Mockingbird. I mean, there are a lot of Mockingbirds in this book. Who's a person you can't
choose? I think, I don't think the Mockingbird is one person. I think we are all Mockingbirds, and that is very deep, I know. I think, the one quote that shows us, like, the meaning of Mockingbird is when it says, you should shoot all the Blue Jays you want, but never kill a Mockingbird, or something like that. It's basically just, like, sort of the moral of the story. But if you'd have to, like, switch it into one person who is the Mockingbird throughout the whole story. I don't know.
Jem.
You think Jem is the Mockingbird? Zoe is building the hardcore, like, Jem fan club. Like,
Jem Flinch is the lord of this book. Jem Flinch is the protagonist. Jem Flinch is, like, the book.
Jem t-shirts are getting printed as we speak.
Yeah, no, but I do think he really is, like, because he's, like, the innocent person who kind of gets less innocent because he learns. But no, I don't think he's the Mockingbird. I was just kidding.
I don't know.
Well, obviously Tom. And then
I think, like the, as you said, the only person that a person, if it is one single person, that is Tom.
Yeah.
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 Okay, and what was your other question?
Next one is, do you disagree with anything, as again, justice, but do you disagree with anything that Atticus says or does?
No, let me think.
Like, anything that he says, like, any wiseness of Atticus that you disagree with?
Yeah, I remember, though, that he... I mean, generally, Atticus is, in some ways, very progressive. But he still has that conservative undertone to himself, which often comes through his, like, moral sayings. And so I would never advise anyone to take anyone as a god, let alone Atticus. So...
Yeah.
I think there are some controversial things.
Do you have a specific scene or a specific thing that you remember that he said or did?
I can't recall anything where he was like...
Oh, no, you don't.
Do you... Can you recall anything where you thought he was very controversial?
Yeah. I have two scenes. One of them... well, I don't know if this is a scene. It's something that he says to Scout about, like, being a girl.
Oh, yeah. That's what I just wanted to mention, because
It's strange though, because Scout is very much treated like Jem, and she even like she gets rifles and she gets, you know, the boy stuff.
Yeah.
Also, but yeah, that one. But I have another one. It's again the reading scene, and then there's the scene when the woman is dying and Atticus go and visit her.
Yes.
And then when they go back, Jem asks him why, and then he says something like, you know, sometimes you have to forgive people, whatever they did, you know, sometimes people have different views. And I just disagree, because that woman was so evil. She not evil, but the woman was really, really mean to him. And, like, why does he actually care about her? Honestly, I might be really mean when I say this. I know. But, I mean, I've met people in my life that I would never forgive in a million years.
But I
years.
Think that's so Atticus, like, being of, like, oh, everyone's so nice. Like, a sort of naive,
yeah, but
like,
ground.
Yeah.
That woman ridiculed you. Like, what happened? That woman was sitting on her porch, your children, your harmless little children, were walking beside her house, and she was yelling about you. Like, why the hell are you sitting there when she's dying and holding her hand and telling her it's all going to be okay and we'll meet in heaven? You won't meet in heaven because she's going to hell.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But I think generally with parents, like, always they have the feeling, and now this really reflects on Atticus too, that, you know, they have to always show, like, represent the other side. Like, if you say, oh, that's...
Yeah, but deep, I think that...
And then he's like, no, you have to, I don't know what. But here, he's basically...
But there are just situations where you can't represent the other side, because you don't care about the other side. Like, the other day, I was talking with my parents about a person. I won't say their name, my mother compared someone to them, and I was like, no, because they were actually evil. I don't think they were actually evil, but they were evil to me. And I bet you know who I'm talking about. Anyways, and I won't ever, if this person is dying, especially, I won't ever try to look at the ways this person was right, because they were just mean.
Yeah.
And also, I also think that's unfair that he let Jem. So Jem cut the flowers. Okay, big crime. But. For this woman, for 10 weeks, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so much time. When you're a kid, that 10 weeks, I think when you're an adult also, but especially when you're a kid, 10 weeks is so much. And why? She deserved those flowers cut.
Yeah.
Or, she might not, but at least she didn't deserve to have, like, Jem there
for 10 weeks every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's correct, but still, I disagree with that. Yeah.
Me too. I think that's a bit too harsh.
Yeah. Anyways, do you have any other questions?
No. I'm just thinking if we have anything else to add. Speaking of, you mentioned Uncle Tom's Cabin at the beginning. We have so many books planned that we want to read, but I think that's definitely going on the list. Because
we're going to read. I didn't read the book for Pride Month, but it's not the next month, Amrita.
I always think it's the next month, because I swear to God, we have been planning on doing, because we know that February was Black History Month, and so this is, we could say this is a little late for Black History Month.
This should have been, but we planned this.
We planned it for Dan, sort of, but it didn't, so.
Yeah. Next book we're going to read, we'll reveal that. It a bit. The next book I'm going to read, I wanted to read in February, because that was International Women's, like the month of International Women's Day, and obviously we slipped.
We are slipping a bit, but we'll get back on track.
Yeah.
And in future, we are planning on being more timely with. And also, I've been thinking.
Well, that's Pride Month. Yeah.
And also, I've been thinking, like, looking at the books we've read, like, I've noticed maybe you also that. We do a lot of American and English authors. But I do think that in the future we are planning to expand onto more diverse authors too.
Oh, we are. We genuinely are. It's just that there are so many books.
There are so many books, if you haven't known.
So many books. Yes, there are a lot of books in the world.
And a lot for us to review.
Yeah.
So, let's jump into the end.
Let's up to the end.
So, here we are to wrap it up.
Yes, we are.
So, I thought just for the end, we could do a short overview of what types of content we are releasing nowadays.
Oh, yeah, because it's so much.
Because it's so much, and we ourselves can't keep track of it. So, we have.
Go on.
I didn't hear.
Okay. No problem.
I just wanted to say, I think I already said this last time, so I'm just going to do it quick. We have our usual episodes. We have our seasonal stuff wise episodes.
One book. You learn the next book at the end of the last episode if you're new here.
Yeah, then we have our seasonal episodes, which are top 10 of for the seasonal novels we recommend.
Yeah.
And we have our newest edition, which is like talking about series, which we just started.
Yeah.
We have our first episode out of there, that is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
And there are more parts coming out, so that was just a short rundown.
Stay tuned. Zoe. Also, we're going to do... I got two requests from friends to listen to the podcast to do a Hunger Games trilogy.
Sorry, wasn't that just you?
No, I genuinely did. And I was delighted and also kind of, oh my god, we have so much things to do. So, if you want
to... And I forgot one more thing we do. We also do interviews.
Oh, right, interviews. That's a very important one. We have an interview coming up.
Here's what's coming up. Zoe, give us the whole rundown. What is coming up, Zoe?
Well, wait a minute. I have to put my timelines because when this...
Yeah, okay. So tell us what has aired and what is going to air.
Yes. So, when this aired, we already aired our first episode of the Harry Potter trilogy thing.
Yes.
We already aired an interview with Kimberly Rebecca Bradley, which we haven't recorded yet, but it will air by the time this will air.
I'm very excited.
We will air so what didn't air yet, but will, is our spring episode of the top 10 books, the few films, and also our potential Harry Potter. And what will not air is the Hunger Games or basically any other extra you ask us. We're always delighted to hear them, but we have so many episodes coming up now, so.
Wait, sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I just said that we want to neither the Hunger Games or any other requests that we got. Someone wanted us to read Divergent talk and stuff.
Yeah.
So we want to do that, yeah.
And you can also wait for our next month's episode with our next book review.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Wait.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool that I started the sentence and then you finished, but you lost track, so you can't finish the sentence. So our next book review will be
The Girl Who Drank. Oh, no.
No! That's not the book. Oh my god.
Because that's what we were planning, but I just remembered that we actually switched it. Now we can hear you.
Our next book is What Happened to Rachel Riley.
Yes. I'm sorry, I got mixed up because I thought the one I mentioned...
If because you she thought it was a different month, as always. Okay. So this time she didn't mix up Pride Month, she mixed up the actual month that we're in. Anyways. So
you can always write this book recommendation.
Yeah, it's a great book, absolutely. And it just came out, it's very new. Came out in January. I read it today, it came out, it was so good. Yeah.
And in general, if you have any thoughts, unpopular opinions, or not unpopular opinions, or just book recommendations. You can DM us,
or comment.
Or you can send the voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay, everything is in the description.
Description,
box,
so. Yeah. We have a voicemail, which would be really awesome to hear your voice. And we'll play it in the next episode, if you like. And
we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.